Good morning, Gjallarhorn. It's a new week, and guess what? We have football, you betcha. This week, our Minnesota Vikings go into town, into Denver, to battle the Denver Donkeys. I mean Broncos.
Yes, we are. What do you think of that, Princess? My girl.
Yeah. Like, Drew and Princess, I do believe we get to watch this game.
Yes, I think it's going to be on regular TV.
I do, too.
Preseason opener is finally here!
Woo-hoo! Well, we asked the group, Gjallarhorn, and then some of the contributors at Climbing the Pocket Network, if there's any questions that they would like answered prior to this first preseason game. And we got quite a few.
We're the people to go to for questions, Dave. I mean, we don't screw around. We answer everybody's questions.
That's right. So,
how you doing anyway? Beard looking good? Got your new Viking polo shirt on?
Hey,
holy crap.
Heck yes.
Where did you get that? That,
like I said, a gift from my beautiful and lovely daughter. So,
you're looking pretty sharp there, bro.
Thanks. Got the lawn mowed last night, too. Woo-hoo.
Oh, my God. Living the dream.
Living the dream, baby. All right. We'll start with this first question because we got quite a few and we need to get through them.
Okay, let's do it. Jump in. Let's do it.
The first one comes from a combination. It starts out with our very own Jason Brown and then Alex Goebel, who is a contributor over at CTP and also an aspiring novelist, by the way. You can find his novels on Amazon. Plus a beer aficionado who makes very good beer, unlike the garbage that Ted drinks. Anyways.
Oh, shit.
He asks, or first off, Jason asks, is Nick Easton any good? And then Alex weighed in. I'll expand on that. Have we seen Nick Easton's ceiling?
That would be the ceiling, yes. Hi.
Right? And how concerned are you on Nick Easton's report from yesterday seeking a second opinion as to his mysterious injury? Now, we heard later that the injury comprises the neck and the back. And instantaneously, we got fears of John Sullivan, you know, going through training camp and then having his back iced and whether he's going to make it or not and all that. Well, there was further information today. If I look up my handy-dandy pocket computer, Chris Thomason from the Pioneer Press writes, source said the Vikings lineman, Nick Easton, began to feel discomfort in the upper area around his neck after Friday practice. MRIs were taken and are being looked at by Dr. Jack Kelly in New Haven, Connecticut. My question is, can't anybody in Minneapolis look at an MRI? Vikings are expected to know around Thursday how serious the injury in Easton is. That's the Easton news. Up to the minute.
Who else has a pain in the neck? Drew Bunting from all this injury, offensive line injury news. I got a pain in the neck also. Maybe I ought to get a fucking scam. I need a
scam or a scan?
Either one. Either one at this point. I don't know, dude. Why is it always our guys? Jeez.
That's not always our guys. We've had.
Oh, yeah.
We've watched other teams lose linemen already this preseason. But it always seems to be our guys. And then we're like, why can't we catch a break?
He's the starting left guard right now. He's penciled me.
Starting left guard, and he's the starting center when Elkline's out.
That's three guys down right now. We haven't even got to Denver yet. Remjob, he's hurt. Elf is down. And now look at Princess. She's not happy about it either.
I know.
Now,
she's bouncing up and down. That's cool.
And now Easton's hurt. I hope he gets better soon.
Well, I do too. Now, As far as, is Nick Easton at his ceiling? My answer to that is no. Nick Easton was drafted in the sixth round in 2015 by the San Francisco 49ers.
You are correct, sir.
He later got traded to the Minnesota Vikings for Gerald Hodges.
Good knowledge.
Later in the season. Why? Because 2015. What happened in 2015? Well, I think 2015, he may have spent most of his time in there, but then we ran into 2016, and we all know that the line fell apart. We needed linemen.
Sure.
He came to Minnesota. He's only played 2 years. Two. The only seasons he's actually played are 2016 and 17. Now, is he any good? Eh. He's fair. Especially when it comes to run blocking. His pass blocking, though, is decent. I was looking at his scores, and he scores mid-range 60s on average, which isn't bad. That's their average point. And when you consider how many linemen they are, they're probably more below him than are above him. Now, being so young and knowing that it takes time in the NFL on the offensive line, unless you're a blue chipper, and even if you're a blue chipper, this is the case, to get better, learn the systems, learn the techniques, get it all done. Yes, he has not reached his season yet. He has much more growth to do. If you think of him as Joe Berger, Joe Berger started out as the perennial practice squad guy and then backup guy, and for years and years and years, that was his role. But towards
the Berger, end, you know what difference is? He played.
But Berger, over time, got better and made a career of it. I'd say the same thing about Sendejo, for that matter. I think Easton can do that. I think he can develop into a decent guard.
Well, let's hope so.
And decent backup center to go on top of that. Hopefully we don't need him at that position. Next question. This one comes from Yinka Allende, our buddy Yinka.
Yinka!
Yinka Group.
What up, Yinka?
On Climbing the Pocket, on Daily Norseman, and around the Vikings vlogosphere on many shows. Also an aspiring actor, if you don't know. He's done some short films and done some plays.
Hey, I've done short films too. They're hard to find, though.
Yep. He's a good young man. His question is, to you, Drew, and to me, what do the Vikings do if Kirk goes down 8 days prior to the season start?
Well, first I'm going to soil myself. And then I'm going to hop in my truck and go to the liquor store and buy a bunch of bourbon. Then I'm going to come home and curl up in a corner in the fetal position and drink till I pass out. That's the plan.
That's not a bad plan.
I haven't taken it much. I mean, we don't even want to answer this question, do we? Oh, no! Princess, help me!
Well, I could tell you what the Vikings would probably do, or at least
I'm
Coach
staying
Zimmer.
The hell away from this question. I don't want to even, that's not even funny.
Coach Zimmer would be jumping up and down on Rick Spielman's desk.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh, geez.
Screaming to make a phone call to New York.
For what?
He'd want Teddy.
Oh, back. Come on, dude. We're not going to go that way, are we? Teddy?
Yep.
No, we got to salvage the season somehow. 14 touchdowns ain't going to win a Super Bowl. We'll make a phone call, but it won't. Now, you know what? It'll probably be Simeon. Look what happens to the backup quarterbacks when they cut. Look what happened to Keenum, man. Turned into a star. Simeon will probably lead the league in passing if that happened. If you're a backup in Minnesota, you do pretty well. Mm-hmm. You really think he's going to get on the phone and try to get Teddy back in here? Really?
That'd be my guess, but who knows? Hey, Teddy may have earned his starting job there. He's the only one that hasn't thrown an interception yet in Jets camp.
Yeah, that's true. He's you're kicking ass at Jets camp. It means you're taking names. I mean, come on.
I know. It's like the next step up from Pop Warner.
There you go. That's I don't want to answer that. I'm just, it's not going to get hurt. Everything's going to be fine. Good luck to you, Teddy. I know you're watching, so I want to stay off the knee. Be careful out there in New York. Don't let the press spit you out either. You flip them the finger if they give you any shit. Okay. Sean Gooderham from the Gjallarhorn Group would like to know, With the new tackling rule, will Andrew Sandejo even have a job this season?
The obvious answer is yes. Sandejo will make the team. He will have a job. Now, the only problem we got to worry about is if he gets suspended because making some of the hits that he's notorious for making.
Right.
And then we'll argue, was the hit legal? Was it not legal? Vikings are being screwed, et cetera, et cetera. And it'll cause a whole bunch of Twitter to blow up, and it'll be normal stuff. But yes, Sandejo, who's gotten a lot better over his 8 years, will make the team, and he will be starting next to Hitman Harry.
Okay, good. Good. That this helmet rule is really gonna throw a big wrench. I'm gonna have to get used to it myself, which I probably won't. More money in the swear jar, Dave.
Yes,
you know my swear jar. I got over $1,200 in that baby last year. I donated to the hospital. It's gonna be tough to get used to that rule. We're gonna make football violent again, or we're not.
The next question comes from Luke Braun, who's at Climbing the Pocket is part of the Pocket Protectors team with Eric Eager and Jason Brown.
Meow, meow!
Luke can also be found at Purple PTSD and Vikings Territory, where he resides. But Luke asks, choose two.
That's
Tavares
two.
King, Caleb Jones, or Brandon Zylstra?
How about choose one? I'll go with Zylstra.
Zylstra.
However the hell you say it. Yeah.
It's a good question. And to tell you the truth, Luke, they're playing catch in training camp. I'm not going to be able to tell you if any of these guys step up and make the squad until we see them in game action. Now, hopefully in game action, they wow us and catch lots of touchdowns.
Is Caleb Jones the one who's suspended? Next question. Denver, I have a question here from Denver. Mm. Rocky Mountain High in Colorado. How's it going, Denver? How you been, my friend? He wants to know, as he asks the question to the Double D's, who is me and you. All right, what do you think of that name? The Double D's. meow, meow. let's see. He wants to know about position battles. Right tackle, punt return, or which players will you be keeping an eye on? You know, basically what players you'd be keeping an eye on this preseason. Hughes, Conklin, replacing Rudy. How's Richardson going to do getting to the quarterback?
And especially in these early games with the offensive line the way it is. Even if it wasn't the way it is. If everybody was healthy, I'd be watching offensive line. That's my baby. I know how to play. I watch these guys. I look for technique. I look for different things that they're doing things correctly. Yes, I am watching right tackle battle. I'm watching the guard spots. The only one that I'm really not all concerned about is left tackle. But I will watch all of that. Also, punt returner. Yeah, I figure Hughes has got it. I'm not so worried about that. I'm just looking to see the young guys do their stuff. Who's going to stand out? Who's going to make the team on special teams is the key. Who are we going to accept? Is it going to be some receivers? Is it going to be, I suspect, defensive backs, you know, Hughes and Hill will both make it. But who's going to do that and who's going to push? And I'm going to be watching that tightly. Go be watching. I also want to see Cook. I want to see how his knee looks, how he's cutting. I want to see Captain McDreamy. Let's see him in a Vikings offense. That, to me, is going to be real interesting to see. I suspect the first team may get a series, maybe two, max, come Saturday night. But that's it. But I'm looking to see, do they get the rust off? Same with Richardson on the defensive side. I would love to see just an absolute dominant three technique next to an absolute dominant nose tackle, next to dominant defensive ends.
He might get more playing time being he hasn't been here before. Richardson. I expect him being on maybe a few more series. My three are Cypress Hill, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Holton Hill, Rock Thomas, running back. I'm anxious to see what he can do because he's super talented. And Slaughter. I want to see. I've heard a lot about that guy. I've never seen him play.
Right, so, and he did so well last year for Denver in the preseason. No, I agree.
Sure.
That's interesting to see. And the running back battle will be a good one because who makes that third running back? Is it going to be C.J. Ham? Are we going to keep three and a fullback, or are we just going to keep three and then C.J. Ham has to play fullback slash running back and try to make the team? Or we got Rock Thomas or the other good rookies that are there. Are either one of those going to step up?
I think Ted Glover said Rock Thomas wasn't going to make the team. But you know what? Ted Glover's a Buckeyes fan, so we can't trust anything he says.
Oh, we can't trust his beer taste, that's for sure.
What the hell does he drink anyway?
He drinks frou-frou beer. It's like pumpkin latte, lilac-scented, tastes like skunk's ass beer.
Pumpkin latte?
Yes.
Oh, man. No, he doesn't. Really?
Yes, he does.
Can't drink pumpkin latte beer, honestly. Okay, what's next? Who we got next? Next question.
Next comes from our buddy overseas, Eraldo Mastini. Direct from the homeland. He says, we're not talking about kickers anymore. How's it going?
Good. That's all I got. Great, sorry.
Eraldo, it's a great question. I have no idea. All I've heard is Carlson hit a long one over 60. That's about it.
There we go. There we go. That's good info. That's good update right there.
You know,
Carlson hit one over 60.
And also missed one wide left. But hey. You know, that's the way the Vikings...
I did hear that Horvath is a hell of a cribbage player. I heard that also. So, you throw that in there.
Hey, that's Minnesota's state game. I love playing cribbage.
Either Carlson or Cobra Kai is going to be kicking the ball. We'll know that week one. So, that's all I got. Update. Sorry.
Our next one comes from our friend, speaking in other countries, up in Canada. Oh, Canada.
Canada. La ta ta, whatever they say.
Our old buddy and blogger Darren Campbell asks,
what up, DC?
Will Drew Bunting be 225 by the season opener?
You know what? I have to say that's probably not going to happen. I thought it was going to happen 2 months ago, but the pounds are not melting off anymore. I've lost 44 Chuck Foreman pounds as of today. I'm at 253. Was it 297? I'm not going to make 225 by kickoff. Unless I get out fine, I'm willing to do that to lose the weight. I want everybody to know that. I'm willing to, you know, get hooked on meth so I can lose the final 30 pounds. But thanks for checking in with that, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm going to try my damnedest. I'm going to give it that old Mick Tinglehoff try, baby. But
good for you. Damn, that's a lot of weight lost.
I got one for you. Falconeri, one of my favorites. The fan of Susie Colbert's fan club. He's the president. Says directly at you, are we concerned with our depth at wide receiver? You're on.
And the answer to that is yes, we are concerned. I thought when we signed Kendall Wright in the offseason that we'd be pretty good because we're getting a 1,000-yard possible receiver.
Dude, he's doing crappy.
He's been a huge disappointment in camp.
He hasn't even caught one pass from Dreamy yet. Dreamy McGranite Jaw.
Well, he did make it some first-team reps already, but it's just he's looked horrible. Now, the only good thing is it looks like Tree Stomp, Laquan Treadwell for the uninitiated, does look like he's playing a little better.
Come on, Tree Stump, do it.
So, and I fully expect that Laquan will be our number three receiver. He'll earn that spot, and he will get open quite frequently because all the defensive backs will be paying attention to Diggs and Thielen.
So you think he's got that third spot, though, right? Nailed down?
I think he's got it nailed down. Reason being, he plays outside, period. Diggs and Thielen play outside or inside in the Y. So, inside on the slot. Either way, they both play any of those three positions outstanding. He's stuck outside. So, even with Kendall Wright would have been in the slot. He's a slot receiver, which would have pushed our Diggs and Thielen outside. Sure. It's best for we'll get most advantages from Treadwell playing better outside than any other position. And I hope that's the case. And I hope we get to use him. I hope all that promise out of college about being a ball control guy, reaching for it, the whole works, battling for it, and getting the end zone touchdowns comes to fruition. Now, once you get past that, Stacy Coley's been hurt all fall or all summer. And it's just like, come on, dude, you got to try to make the team. You can't make it in a tub, right?
No.
And then there's the rookies that are in that, honestly, I don't know. Until I see them in game action, I literally don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of up in the air right now.
But, Chuck, it definitely worries me.
How you doing, Chuck? Chuck's a good dude. I've never met somebody that works so much in their life. The guy works like 18 hours a day. Thanks for the question, Chuck. Who's next? Oh, Mary Fisk. When we announced that Mary Fisk, the video that Mary had of her getting the tickets to her Viking game was classic. Mary got her tickets to the November 4th against the Lions, and it was a good first to go. Mary asks, who's going to be the leaders of the team?
Well, I think our defense is pretty much set, considering we're returning 10 of the 11 starters back. You're looking at the same guys as last year. Defense is not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the offense, because that's where we have the change. It's got to be, I think, it's got to start with Captain McDreamy, Kirk Cousins, quarterback figure. And we've heard all through camp that he's exuding leadership. So he's going to run that. And then Pat Elflein, who's got to work with him, you know, better side by exuding side, and who is standing side by side with him on the sidelines, querying him. So those two are going to be the ones that are the on the offensive side of the ball. We have good receivers at church, but the leadership position will come from the quarterback and the center. And that's who your leadership
is going to come from. Guy's got $90 million. Better lead something. I mean, come on, dude. You don't expect Rock Thomas to be the leader.
No.
I like Rock Thomas, by the way. He'd be a good player. I'm a big fan.
Maybe he makes it on special teams.
Rock Thomas is making the team. Book it. Book it, Dano. You can call me on that one. Okay. I have one last question from Darren Campbell. Again, the return to the D.C. Oh, Canada. What is the next one? My proud land or something? How comfortable are you with Trevor Siemian backing up Granite Jaw McDreamy?
I'm fine. He's demonstrated in the past that he can win, you know, half the games. That's what you expect out of a backup quarterback. I hope it stays that way, that he remains a backup quarterback and we don't have to worry about it. One of the selling points on Kirk Cousins was the dude never gets injured. Now he's in Minnesota Vikings and I'm worried my ass off.
That's exactly right.
That's going to happen. But as long as he can be on the bench and win at least, you know, half his games if he has to come in, but hopefully he never has to come in, I'm cool with that. Absolutely cool. Who you got
That's
there?
Right on.
You got somebody on the cover. Hold it still.
I just got this magazine in the mail yesterday. It's a fantasy football study up guide. And look who's on the cover. Cooker!
Cooker.
The chef! The chef, baby! He's going to cook us up some touchdowns. Oh, meow, meow.
We got a couple more questions. One I missed. We have from Alex Goble again. Who is the most tradable player and on the team in terms of value? And who is the most tradable player in terms of expendability?
Everybody is tradable, first off. Except for Cousins, probably.
He has a no trade clause in his contract.
You know what? If somebody's willing to sweeten a big old deal, anybody's pretty much tradable. I mean, how can you not say Barr? He's the one everybody talks like they're trading him. Look at who we have behind Barr. Wilson, Gideon, those guys aren't as good as Barr combined. Zimmer's not going to cause a big hole in his defense by trading Barr. It's not going to happen. Let's put it to bed. Let's not worry about it. Let's stop with that Barr shit. Let's play out the season and then see what happens to him.
But I do think he is.
I don't know who the most tradable guy is.
I do think it's Barr, Anthony Barr, and then we could get some, number one pick or whatever for him. But
who's more tradable off the?
Who's the most tradable and expendable?
Probably me. I'd have to vote for myself on that.
Oh, heck no. You are too important to this show.
Your nose is growing. Which Viking guy? I don't know.
To me, it's Trey Waynes. We drafted Hughes. Move over. That's just the way it is.
That's 100% totally accurate.
The only other one I could see besides Trey would be Sendejo. And you might move Harrison to that spot, but that's it. So.
Okay.
Well, that's it, buddy. We've gone through all the questions.
Yeah?
Yep.
You hear that, princess? We've gone through all the questions. Da, 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 da. Princess. Not happy right now. Okay.
Hey, princess, what does Drew say right now?
Meow, meow, Viking town.
My girl.
Skull, everybody.
Go Vikings. See you next week.
Go Vikings. Beat the Dolphins.
Kick ass in Denver. Kick ass in Denver.